And just being natural. Maybe even before trying to be aware, and just experiment with just sitting here, nothing to do. Maybe see if the mindfulness already is present without doing. You can even explore trying not to be aware. These are the new instructions. Don't be aware. No experience is a problem. Thinking is not a problem. Sleepiness is not a problem. Worry or doubt are not problems. Everything is just nature, processes, something that we can be aware of. And so we don't need to interfere with experience. Just very lightly checking, can I know something? And if that's too much doing, then can I not know something? Can I not be aware? when we remember to be aware, we're able to notice something about the present moment. With mindfulness, we can know a bit about reality, the simple reality of a body with sensations, experience of breathing. You might be remembering that sounds are being heard. And if the eyes are open, you might notice seeing. Seeing is happening now, not in the future. Not in the past. Thinking happens in the present. And to clarify the awareness, we can check to see, what's the mind knowing? Is it one of the sense doors? Is it the relationship to experience? Is there aversion or greed in the mind? Or maybe there's equanimity, non-greed, non-aversion to what's arising. Maybe recognizing the quality of being aware, of being distracted. watching in order to know the nature of things. So we want to learn from experience, learn how the mind pushes against the unpleasant. We can see the tendency for the mind to want the pleasant. Or wants some idea that it has in the mind. These are also natural or conditioned. So we watch. As the awareness gets more established, steadier, you can explore how the awareness is relating to the object. Is it entangled? Identified? Is there a pushing or holding on? What else can we see in this moment? Can we practice with a simple mind? allow experiences to do their job, express their nature. You simply know what's happening, noticing, allowing. Meditation is really learning about how to be with our experience, how to be with our mind and heart. We have so many habits from our daily life, our home life, our work life, that are habits of striving and doing. And it's natural that these tendencies, these energies come into our practice So in a way, we're naturally going to discover our mind relating to objects, to experience, to the meditation with these habits of mind. So we have oftentimes a lot of expectation or trying maybe to rush something, get something. And this is where we discover what it means, the middle path. What does it mean to neither strive nor reject experiences? And it can feel like new territory. It can be unfamiliar. I think this word enlightenment can be like this exciting prize that we want to get. We hear the story of the Buddha getting awakened or enlightened, and it could be like this idea of these fireworks are about to happen, and we want it to happen. Maybe it'll happen like that, but I haven't seen it yet. Usually people talk about slow process, slow learning. So I saw today in both groups, it seemed like this idea of cultivation and it being a process, trusting that all these moments that we're putting in will build, and that they slowly change the habits of mind. That when we visit the territory of the mind and its nature over and again, we keep seeing, keep visiting the heart, the reactivity, whatever is present, we get more familiar with it. So we're not visiting like this new land for the first time. We get more familiar. We learn how to soften to whatever experience is there. We begin to really relate to it as nature, something that I can be aware of. I can let this in. It's something that I can know. I don't have to be identified and worried about this happening. Something that maybe was overwhelming and too scary becomes something maybe a little bit more tolerable when there's some space in the mind, some observing. So Sayadaw kept saying that he keeps repeating the same thing because mostly people don't believe him, that it's this light touch many times. So he feels like he has to keep saying it until either you get bored of hearing it, then you give up, and you say, okay, maybe it's true. And it was reminding me of a phrase from the Buddha. So if you don't believe Sayadaw, then this is from a sutta. The Anguttara Nikaya 8:19, if you want to know the reference. So, just as the great ocean slants and slopes and inclines gradually, not dropping off abruptly, so too in this Dhamma and discipline, penetration to final knowledge occurs by gradual training, gradual activity, and gradual practice, not abruptly. So you can just see how that sits for you. And I like it. It just takes a lot of pressure off that I don't have to try and fix something immediately. So all these moments, when the mind drifts away, gets confused, gets lost, and we get more familiar with that experience, maybe we're able to see it actually as happening in the present moment, says building our capacity to be aware and have some wisdom to the experience. And this collects, it builds, it's this gradual process of learning, cultivation. So just a real bow of appreciation for your practice today, knowing that we really don't practice ultimately just for ourselves. That if we look into the world, most of the suffering that beings are facing are from a lack of compassion or generosity, lack of clarity, too much clinging, greed, or not enough sensitivity to suffering. So we are an integral part of this world of nature. And so as we change, this world changes. So may our practice be for the benefit of all beings. May the goodness of our practice be a cause and a condition for the liberation, the ending of suffering of all beings. I think I'm supposed to ring a bell now. But since Sayadaw doesn't like the bells too much, because it tends to tell people that now you can stop practicing. But yeah, I'm going to ring a bell anyways. 'Cause the sitting is over, which tends to show how much driving we're doing in our practice. So if you can find that right when the bell hits, but all the time, that's the right way. There was a monk who told me that he would ring the bell early, and then he said, "Just kidding." But that's now keep going. When you get really relaxed, then we can keep that sustainable effort. So, okay, may you enjoy the evening.